there is still healing in Jesus. Healing is when something that is broken is put back together. Healing is when something that is torn apart is mended back. And there is a place in the Lord this morning that He wants to bind up that which is broken. There is a place, and I know it's been mentioned, we set aside a time like this often in our services. Call it healing service. And I am personally a recipient of the divine physical healing in Jesus Christ. If it were not for the power that's in the blood of Jesus to heal, I would be in my grave today. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. But do you know, if the Lord would not have chosen to heal me physically, I'd be in heaven. I'd be in a better place. This is a good place to be this morning. But there have also been, I want to testify that I've also been a recipient of the healing of my spirit. And it is the healing in my spirit that makes me have peace and joy in my heart in this life. Because when the Lord chooses not to heal us physically, and yes, we suffer some, and if we die with it, if we're ready to go, we enter into the joys in the kingdom of heaven. But in this life, I believe that sometimes if we're not careful, we can emphasize so much the physical that we neglect some of the deeper, inner places of our life that we don't talk about very often, that we need healing in. And it's easy for us when it comes time for a prayer request. It's pretty easy for us to put in a request and say, I have a physical problem. And you know the Lord wants us to do that. And if you came to this service this morning and you have a need physically, I believe that God wants to meet with you today. I believe that the Lord, I know that there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. I've experienced it. I've been part of it. Do you remember when the man that was lame was by the gates of the temple? And wasn't it Peter and John came walking by and he looked on them expecting to receive alms? Because John said, look on us. Or Peter, rather it was. He said, look on us. And it said the man looked up expecting to receive alms from them. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. And you know, the money that they could have given him would have just helped him maybe for a meal. But they offered something to him that made a life change in him. And it only came through the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, there is still power in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank God this morning for every need that you have, if it's physical, if it's spiritual, if it's something in your spirit. There is power in the name of Jesus to bind up what is broken today. The people sat back and were amazed. And how did this happen? Where did this come from? And if you read down that account in the third chapter of Acts, they begin to explain to them that the power was in the name of Jesus Christ. It is nothing of ourselves. I do not have the personal ability this morning to minister to all the needs that are represented here. But I can point you to one with confidence that when you come with an open heart, that there is still power in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus does what we cannot do for ourselves. This is not about lifting yourself up by your bootstraps, so to speak. This isn't about, you know, children, sometimes they get a little hurt and they're crying. I've told my boys before, and you need to teach your boys this, there comes a time to stop crying. There comes a time to be a man about it and grow up and deal with a little bit of pain. But do you know this goes beyond what we can do for ourselves this morning? There is a divine, miraculous power that the Lord can come in and intervene in your life and in my life and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Physically, divine healing is more than just not going to the doctor. Divine healing is about seeking God with faith and belief, seeking Him for a divine intervention in the natural course of something. That's what's divine about it. Because it's something I cannot do. And we find that when we begin to lift our eyes up to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the One that created us, the One that died for us, the One that is able to come down and divinely minister to every need that's in my life. So Lord, then help me to get my eyes on Jesus. Help me to get my eyes on the One that has all power this morning. There is a message, the first message, if you want to call it that, that Jesus ever preached. Found over in Luke in the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 16. One of the most beautiful passages, I believe, in the Scripture. That there is a reality to this message today. Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. He came to Nazareth, speaking of Christ, where He had been brought up. And as His custom was, He went up into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and He stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto Him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened the book, He found the place where it was written. And imagine this morning if Jesus stood up. Wouldn't you be interested in what He had to say? This was His first recorded message. And He stood up. And He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon Me, because He hath anointed Me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent Me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And He closed the book, and He gave it again to the minister, and sat down. You notice Jesus' messages weren't very long. This was a short one. I have a little bit more this morning. But He sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on Him. And He began to say unto them, "This day is this Scripture fulfilled in your ears." This morning, that Scripture is still being fulfilled. Jesus Christ came to preach the gospel to the poor. And do you know what it means to be poor? It means to have need. When I don't have, Jesus came to minister, not only in a temporal sense, but Jesus came in your spirit. The places that you're lacking and the places that you have needs. You know Jesus came to minister to you this morning. He came to do for you what you could not do for yourself. Jesus can do something that many times we look to people with expectation, don't we? And there are times if we're not careful with the needs in our life, we can look to this person, and we can look to that minister, and we can look to this body, and we can look, and there is a measure of grace that we minister among ourselves. God ordained of the Lord to do that. But there are areas in our life that no one can minister to except the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. There are people in their marriages today that say, "I'm not fulfilled. There's something my husband or my wife is not giving to me." Folks, there are some of the deepest needs that we have in our spirit that my wife cannot fill for me. There are needs in my life that I love you and I appreciate you and you're my people this morning. But there are needs in my life that I'm only going to find a source of strength and healing in Jesus Christ Himself. And this is the reason why I encourage us this morning, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it's a need in our spirit, to know that true healing comes from Jesus Christ alone. The Spirit of the Lord God was upon Jesus. He chiefly came to provide an atonement for our sin. That was chiefly why He came and died for us. But do you know that Jesus also came to experience the reality of life? That He would know how to minister to the needs that are in our life this morning. And do you know, saints have needs, don't we? We have needs. And I am thankful that the Lord did not look down and say, Michael, I saved you, so you can make it. You're equipped for heaven now because the blood's been applied. But the Lord has a vested interest in me this morning. And when I'm hurting, He hurts. And when I cry, He cries. When you hurt this morning and there are needs in your life and you begin to be overwhelmed with the burdens and the cares and the stresses that come with life, there is a God up in heaven that said, the Spirit of God sent me to this earth to live as a man, to live as a child, to experience hurts, to experience rejection, to experience persecution, to experience physical pain. And I did it so I could understand and minister to you and your needs. And so then I can come with confidence and boldness this morning when my heart is overwhelmed and when I am sick physically or when I am sick in my spirit, there is a God that I can come to and I can find healing in the name of Jesus Christ. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up that which is broken. If your heart is broken this morning, there is healing in the Lord. There is healing, and do you know there are some healings that happen instantly? I was so blessed a few months ago when I was in Pakistan to see the Spirit of the Lord move in a way I have not seen Him move before. People came, people that did not know the Lord, people that had sin in their life. Hundreds of people came for the purpose of getting healing. And they came, and I tell you, there were people that were brought up to the pulpit like we were right now, to areas I could not move because of the press of the crowd. There were people that came up possessed by devils. Every single one of them went off in victory off of that platform. It was because there was power in the name of Jesus Christ. He said here, he went on to say, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. It wasn't anything that we had to offer in ourselves, but it was faith in the power of the name of Jesus. And they came with expectation. I have needs in my life. I have needs in my spirit. And the Lord Jesus came and He honored that faith. And they went off different than what they came. There were those, but keep in mind, every single person, there were people that were totally out of it. That they have family members dragging them up to where we were. And they said they're possessed with evil spirits. When we prayed in the name of Jesus, they all revived and went off saying hallelujah, giving Jesus praise. There is power in the name of Jesus. And that is not just something of the past, but the Lord wants to manifest that kind of power in a greater way. But we must lift up our hearts in faith and come to Him with expectation that I still believe that there is a divine work that God can do. It does not matter what the world says. It does not matter what religion says. I am confident and I believe this morning that there is a divine power in Jesus still today. Because I've experienced it. I have seen it. I've observed it, thank God. And I know many of you all here have too. My faith, I came home inspired in my faith. Lord, help us. Do you know there were people that came almost everywhere we went. There were multitudes of people that have physical problems that were instantly healed. How did it happen? It happened because there was power in the name of Jesus. It wasn't what we brought from the U.S. It was that the Lord was demonstrating to a people that where 98% do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And the Lord was revealing and manifesting His power to them that there is a Son that came and died for you and He's still living and has all power in heaven and earth. I still believe today. I'm blessed because of the power of the name of Jesus. But there were some that had physical needs that went home with physical needs. But those that came bound by sin, every single one of them that came with a seeking heart found deliverance. This morning there is still deliverance, there is still healing, there's still the Lord still wants to set at liberty them that are bruised. You know what it means to be bruised?
Tell what it means. It means when I come to church and I smile and I think, and you think, Brother Michael, everything's going so good for him. And down deep, I'm hurting so bad. And you don't speak. That's a bruise. You know what the Lord Jesus came to do?
Came to bring healing. This morning, to those that are bruised, Jesus came because He wanted to experience what it was like. He wanted to couple His divinity with humanity to experience the emotional pain that comes in life. And because that humanity was coupled with His divinity, it enabled Him and qualified Him to be my mediator to the Lord God Himself. When you hurt, the Lord hurts. There are areas in life that can bring deep pain and disappointments. I believe Brother Phil, Brother Carl mentioned, if you've lived long enough, you've experienced some of it. I appreciated Brother Tony's testimony. Pain from a father and things he did. You know, there are pains and hurts that can go years and years back that can affect us for many, many years, and we can be in bondage to those kinds of things. The Scripture said, Jesus said, I came to set at liberty. I came to give a release and a freedom. It doesn't mean that necessarily all the pain is going to be removed, but He came to release us from the power of that hurt that we can go forward. Jesus came to bring healing to our spirits. This morning, we talk about spiritual healing. We talk about physical healing. And it's all there. It's there in the name of Jesus. But there's also healing in our spirit. And I wonder this morning how many of us have things in our life that's been difficult just to come and pour it out. And say, Lord, let me back up. As saints, and that's who we're talking to most of the time, we know what the Scripture says predominantly, don't we? We know the theology. When someone mistreats you, what does the Bible tell us to do? Tell us to forgive. But let me tell you what the danger is. The danger is in our mind is, Lord, I want to forgive. We're talking about a good heart now, okay? I want to forgive and I want to forgive and release this in your hands so I can move on. But if we're not careful, if we don't come and get the divine healing in our spirit, see? That divine, because we can't truly forgive like God wants us to in our own strength. Forgiveness is not just about pressing it down or putting it behind us or shoving it away.
That's right.
And we can go on and say, I put it behind me, I just keep shoving it out of the way because I forgive and that's my intent and I try to move on, but every once in a while it raises its ugly head and it keeps me from prospering in my spirit. It keeps me from prospering in my soul. The need there then is to come to the Lord and acknowledge the Lord. My heart is to forgive, but I need a divine healing in my spirit to enable me to go on and not be bound to this hurt that's happened in my life. There's a divine healing that the Lord wants to give to us in our spirits. Because folks, we can be bound by things of the past. And what happens, it has a rippling effect in our lives where we have been injured and where we have been hurt. Prime example is this. And Brother Philip hasn't hurt me. But say Brother Philip had really done me wrong. Has anybody done you wrong this morning? You ought to get out a piece of paper and just write it down. Someone, and how has it affected you? This is what happens. Brother Philip, he really offended me and hurt me. It makes it difficult for me to come to service now. Because every time I see him, it's, he did me wrong. And he didn't humble himself. He didn't come and say, Brother Michael, I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to do it, but I hurt you. I feel like Brother Philip owes me something. I'm hurting now. Again, he hasn't. But see, what happens then is when I see his wife, well, she's kind of part of that too. You know, that's his wife. So it causes me to withdraw, see. And then I see someone else from Guthrie and, well, you know, I'm starting to look with suspicion on you. Because, you know, Brother Philip's a pastor here and you're kind of all... And pretty soon, because of what one person has done to me, I'm seeing everybody through those eyes, and you haven't done a thing to me. I need healing in my spirit. Because that's a natural... This is the natural course of things, folks, when we don't come to the Lord for healing in our spirit. It starts spreading. And this has happened over and over where people, then I have a hurt. And do you know hurts come? You probably heard me say this before, but you know, you take a saved and sanctified person and you cut them, you know what they're going to do? They're going to bleed. You say, well, if you're dying, if you're dead to the flesh, you just won't feel it. Hold on now. There's a place of consecration. There's a place of dying out to self. But Jesus felt it. He felt rejection. He felt betrayed. Have you ever been betrayed? Folks, it hurts. It hurts. I'm feeling that. Jesus came and experienced that. And so then, what happens if I'm hurt in my spirit and I'm wounded in my spirit for circumstances of life? And if I don't come to the Lord for healing, what happens is I pass that hurt on to my wife. And now she's struggling because I'm hurting. And now she's got a deep wound in her spirit too. And then my children, more often than not, I pass it down to my children. There are hurts and wounds that have passed down from generation to generation. And my heart goes out to him. But you know, there's an answer this morning. And the answer is to come back to the name of Jesus. And say, Lord, I'm hurting. It's okay if you're saved and have the Holy Spirit this morning. It's okay to acknowledge that I'm hurting. It's okay to acknowledge that there's some things in my spirit that it's been hard to come out, but it's been holding back. You know, Jesus came and wants to make you. But if we fail to come, it's going to have some long-term consequences in my life, in the life of my family. There are people, I could tell you by their first names as you will, that will not enter into a church door this morning because of what someone did to my grandpa and grandma. Grandpa and grandma should have gotten victory. But because they didn't, they passed down hurts from generation to generation. Grandpa and grandma should have come and said, Lord, I've been wounded in my spirit and I need some healing. And found a place of peace in the Lord that they could share with their children and their grandchildren the love and the peace and the victory that they found in the Lord Jesus. Folks, when people do not treat you right, I want to challenge you this morning. It's more than just trying to put it behind you.
That's right.
It is about bringing those things to the Lord and saying, Lord, this is where I am and I'm hurting. There are many things this morning that can bring that. Do you know this morning he said here, he came to heal the brokenhearted. You know it's all right for saints to grieve. It's all right for saints to grieve. It's okay to cry. It's okay to miss your loved ones. It's all right even to question, Lord, why? I don't understand. That's okay. But I don't want to stay. I don't want to stay for years and years and years in the same place. You see, some healing comes instantly, and there are other healings. It's a process of time in the Lord. But where does that healing begin to take place? It begins to take place when I am willing to come to my God and say, Lord, I need some healing in my spirit. I need you to minister to some of the deepest areas of my life that maybe I wouldn't feel free just to get up and share with everybody. But there are some things that have been holding me back. And the Lord can begin, as we begin to open up ourselves to the Lord, it opens up the door for the Lord to begin to minister grace. For the Lord to begin to bind up. You know, there is no greater healing sometimes than what's found in love. There have been times in my own life, and you know, I would not do this to you. I would not go through and tell you all the things I've needed healing of in my spirit. If we all did that this morning, I don't think we could all handle it. I don't think we could. But there's a God of things. In the times when I've been in tears before the Lord, and the Lord came along, and I almost physically felt the Lord put His arms around me, told me He loved me,
amen,
and it gave me courage to get up there. It began a process of healing because I met the Lord. You know the Lord wants to do that for all of us this morning. But we need to put our faith. We need to open up our hearts and not be ashamed or not be holding back. Because see, when these things in our spirit, folks, are unresolved, they're going to come back up. And they usually come back up stronger than what they were. And they have a way, hurts in life and wounds, disappointments, failure. Do you know personal failure is a place people need healing in their spirit?
That's right.
The devil capitalizes on personal failure. And if there's been a personal failure in your life, how many of us? Is there anybody, let me ask you this, I would really like to know. Is there anybody here that has never failed the Lord in any way after you got saved? Do you realize that when you maybe stumble and skinned your knee spiritually, so to speak, the devil is going to do everything he can to remind you of that at every opportunity.
Right.
So what do we do? Because there are people that live under the umbrella in a cloud of failure, and it goes back to what? Way back then. Folks, whether it's failure, whether it's what someone did to you, whether it's your perception about what the congregation did to you, whether it's about what a family member did and the deep wounds and hurts and the disappointments that you've experienced in life, there is a Savior this morning. And this is the hope. This is the I love to go to people that don't know this message of hope and tell them that there is a God that loves you. There is a Savior that cares and He died for you and He wants to bring healing to you. He can bind up. You look at situations, you may say that's impossible. Well, with man, it is. But with God this morning, all things are possible. Physically, if you're here this morning and have physical needs, and you look at it and you say it just seems impossible, I want you to know that it is not impossible with God. We serve a God that is still working the impossible.
That's right.
And if there are needs in your spirit that you've had for so long that you come to a place of resignation, that I guess I'm just going to have to live with it, I want you to know that Jesus came to bring healing to your spirit. He came to give you victory. He came to set at liberty. And folks, this morning, this goes beyond, again, it goes way beyond about just making one trip to an altar. But I want you to know something. That's often where it starts. It starts in opening ourselves up and say, Lord, this is where I am. And you know, you can talk to someone about some of your deep pains and people can minimize it. Well, you don't need to feel that way. It's going to be okay and you don't need to worry about it. But let me tell you, do you know those things are real? Things that are deep in our hearts, other people may minimize, but when it comes down to the things that have affected my life, it's not trivial then. Because that's my reality and it's your reality. But it is also a reality this morning that there is a Savior that came to enable us to rise above the hurts and the wounds and the things of the past to enable us to go on with quality of life spiritually. You understand what I mean by that? Because if I was raised a certain way in an abusive situation, there may be some scars that I'm going to carry to my grave. But yet with those scars there, there is also a place of daily a source of healing and strength that I can still get up to face another day dependent upon the Lord and still have quality of life spiritually with God. But it takes healing to get to that place. And some of it comes instantly. And some of it comes through time. But it starts. And it's going to end with Jesus Christ. It's going to end by coming and casting our care on Him. The Scripture goes on to, well, says over in Isaiah 53. Let's just turn and read it briefly. Isaiah 53 in the third verse. It said, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief." And if you feel like no one understands the depth of your spirit this morning, there is a God. There is a Savior who does. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from Him, and He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." You know He's borne your grief this morning. In other words, you do not have to carry it by yourself. You don't have to carry it by yourself this morning. Your sorrows, you don't have to carry it by yourself. The things that weigh on your mind, the things that tend to start overwhelming you. Have you ever gotten to the place that you just said, "I can't take anymore"? Have you ever been there? I just can't handle anymore. There is a Savior that also had need in this life to get away by Himself and commune with God to fortify Him. This is a Savior that was tempted so He can understand when you're tempted and the fire's hot. You don't need to be ashamed. Young people, don't be ashamed to come to the Lord with where you're struggling with temptation. Jesus was tempted. And in those temptations, when you're struggling, it means you haven't given in. But it means we can come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm getting pressed down and I don't know how much more I can handle." And the Lord saying, "I want to fortify. I want to bind up. I want to give grace and help and strength to you." He went on to say then, "He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes," what? "We are healed." When Jesus walked this earth, it said He healed all manner of sickness and disease. Physical, spiritual, healing of the spirit. Things that are deep in my life. Jesus came to bear that for you, and with His stripes this morning, we are healed. There is healing in Jesus this morning. But let's come to the Lord. This is why Jesus said, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor." You know what it means to labor? When you're heavy laden, you're pressed down. And He said, "And I will give you rest." And you know what rest is in the Greek there? Rest means quiet. Come to Me and I'll give you quietness in your spirit. Folks, it's only the Lord Jesus Christ that can truly give us quietness where there are hurts, where there are offenses, where there are past failures, where there are needs in our spirit. The Lord loves you this morning, and we don't get this because we deserve it. You see, Jesus bore all this and we just esteemed Him stricken. We didn't esteem His reproach. We were sinners. We didn't deserve it. This morning, it is the love and grace of Jesus Christ that is reaching out to all of us.
If you're physically ill this morning, there's still power in you. It's not because of our righteousness. But Lord, I want to lift my eyes unto you, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. There is a God this morning. There is a Savior that wants to minister to your spirit. The things that you may not be able to share with anybody else. What would you? I'm not asking you to do this, but if you were this morning to take out a pen and a piece of paper and write down, knowing that nobody else was going to see, writing down the areas that you are struggling with some hurts, struggling with some offenses, struggling to let people have done, struggling to some of the circumstances that you find yourself in that you just don't know why God let that happen. To those that have needs in their life, what would you write down on that piece of paper? And if the Lord came up and said, if you'll just pray that to me, I want to minister to you this morning. That's what the Lord wants you to do. Physically, yes. But folks, there are some deep needs that we have in our lives sometimes. And we need the Lord. We need to bring those things to the Lord unashamedly and say, Lord, this is where I am. And there is power that you want to fulfill in your spirit and in your life. Amen. Thank you.